World Food Programme is starting this week an operation called Mountain Express to reach people living in the most remote location. WFP will use up to 20,000 porters managed by the Trekking Association of Nepal and the Nepal Mountaineering Association. We will establish a common logistic supply chain to reach approximately 45,000 people living in villages located above the altitude of road access. The highly experienced personnel will carry up to 30 kilos per person at a time in order to reach all those remote villages and affected communities. Furthermore, the porters and mountaineers leading will be augmented by a number of cargo helicopters in unison with four other smaller helicopters up to an altitude of 3,500 meters.
Okay, so this is high altitude relief work that we're talking about, and they are, these porters, the best people equipped to do that. They're carrying 30 kilograms per person. What kind of aid are they taking in their backpacks, Elizabeth?
We have asked our partners' organization to combine their relief items with WFP food to ensure that the deliveries of aid assistance are complete, and also that together with food, we can provide the people with shelter and other urgent supplies, including medicines if needed.
So you're managing to get enough aid into the country. There's no logistical problems in terms of getting food and other aid supplies into Kathmandu and then beyond.
We have still huge logistical problems. We use the humanitarian air service to carry out many flights on behalf of the Nepal response of all agencies. All the villages located above the altitude of road access need also food assistance, relief items. And when we cannot reach them by trucks, when the communities are inaccessible by trucks, we use the humanitarian air service, which is badly needed.
Now, you are aiming for this operation to run during the monsoon season, which is typically from mid-June to September. Have you got the funding for this?
The Nepal operation altogether, including the logistic aspect, amounts $150 million. And unfortunately, despite contribution from various countries, we still need an effort from donors. And we are, unfortunately, only 7% funded regarding the emergency food operation. More funds are urgently needed to continue and to scale up our operation, and in particular, when we intend to reach the most isolated places, the mountainous and rugged places of this country.